Hello?
Hello? Is that you, Myrtle? What do you want?
I want Cadbury's.
The Cadbury Show!
You all over.
Oh, Myrtle. Myrtle, nature's answer to the DTs. Now, tell me, kid, what is it?
I feel so sad when I think of you going into camp with all those children.
Children?
Well, you said you'd be with the infantry. Anyway, Johnny, before you go, will you give me a little something to remember you by?
A little something to remember me by? Why, certainly I will, Myrtle. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Get lost.
Oh, Johnny, you're cute. Do you have a mess or a dining room?
Myrtle, we have a mess in the dining room. I tell you, you have to go to the canteen if you want any of the luxuries of life, like the company of women. You know, I remember one gorgeous little dame. You know, she was in the women's army.
Don't tell me you got a whack.
Oh, only when I was fresh.
Hello there. Did I hear you talking about the women's services?
Yes, Reg. I was just saying how I knew a whack.
Yes, yeah, so did I. She was better than that. She was wacko. I met her one rainy night.
What was she doing, sheltering under your mustache?
You've been reading my diary.
Yes, and knowing you, Reg, you wouldn't miss an opportunity to whisper those three little words in her ear.
No, Jack. I took her into my arms and I said, I want Cadbury's. You know, most people are saying that these days because Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate is such a wholesome feast of nourishing goodness. There's flavor galore in those thick, chunky squares of dairy milk. Flavor that comes from Cadbury's quality chocolate plus a glass and a half of milk in each half pound. Every deep bite gives you the smooth, creamy flavor of perfectly blended chocolate. That's why dairy milk has become Australia's number one favorite. In the 2 shilling quarter pound block, dairy milk contains the same guaranteed weight and high quality as before. Look for that shining purple and gold wrapper tomorrow. Make dairy milk chocolate your reason for I Want Cadbury's.
I can't get over it, Jack. Fancy sending me into camp. What use will I be to the army?
What use will you be to the army? Yeah. Well, maybe they're short of tanks.
Come on, Perth. Surely you're ready for the fray.
I'm not, but my uniform is. Look, it's frayed at the cuffs.
The army will do you good, Perth. You need something to keep you in shape.
Have you tried wearing a 44-gallon drum?
Now listen to me, you two boys. I don't want you getting yourselves into any trouble.
Getting out? Trouble? Trouble in the army?
No. I know what they do to soldiers. They take you down to rivers and make you fall in. And then they take you to the dentist every day.
The dentist?
Yeah. He drills you, stupid.
Don't you worry about us, Myrtle. We look after ourselves.
Promise?
Promise. Promise.
You promised. Now seal it. With a kiss.
You do it, Chris. You got a kiss like a seal. Oh! Hey, look at the time. Hey, just look at the time. The troop train leaves in half an hour. You know it's going to take us all of that to get to the station.
Oh, well, let's say goodbye to the old horns.
Yeah, goodbye, Myrtle.
Not her, the house. Goodbye, walls. Goodbye, floor. Goodbye, ceiling. Drop in on us sometime.
Hey, come on. Come on, let's head for the station. Well, I'll just check to see if I've got all my gear. Haversack, kit bag, gas mask, water bottle, and rifle. That's in my right hand.
What's in your left hand?
A 500-pound weight to stop me breaking into a gallop. Well, let's go!
So they won't miss a word of the Sergeant Major's sweet voice.
Mm. Well, we'll have to fall in a minute, so I'll say goodbye. So long, Myrtle. Thanks for those rock cakes you made for me. If I can't shoot the enemy, I'll throw you cakes at him.
Goodbye, Mert.
Goodbye, Perth. Don't forget your rifle. Will you miss me?
Not when I've had some target practice.
Oh, you're cute. Isn't he cute, Johnny? Don't you think? Johnny, can I kiss you goodbye?
Well, I was...
Where did you learn a kiss like that?
In the women's army.
You did?
I used to siphon petrol out of the tractors.
Hey, look out, Jack. There's that big tough sergeant who pushed us around last time we were in camp.
Oh, yes, so it is. Well, we mustn't upset him. So long, Myrtle.
Goodbye, goodbye. Don't you be scared of any sergeant.
Oh, you haven't heard him. Wait till he starts bawling out his orders. Now, don't call him Sergeant Major Bloodsucker for nothing. Well, here he comes.
Oh, do come along, chaps. What about a nice straight line? Old Private Brown.
Yes, Sergeant.
Step forward a little bit, will you, dear boy? You're standing slightly behind all the other lads. Oh, dear. Now step back a bit. You're too far out in front.
Aye, but Sergeant, I haven't moved.
Oh, of course, yes. Now I see. Stand at ease, lads. Now, chaps, we're about to go into camp for a voluntary week's training, and I want you to treat it just like a jolly holiday. In fact, I've organized a spiffing program. Now I'll read one or two of the more spicy bits to you. Tonight at 9:30, I'll call round and tuck each and every one of you into his cozy little cot. And in the morning at 6, the bugle will go, and at 1:01, we will all be showered, shaved, and on parade, ready for an early morning swim.
Oh, where will we go for the swim, Sarge?
From Sydney to Auckland and back. Oh, it's going to be spiffing fun. It's going to be absolutely marvelous. And after the swim, those of us who get back will have a light breakfast of cold black pudding on toast. Then it's off on the jolly old group march.
Yeah, I know I'm sticking my neck out, Sarge, but where do we go on the route march?
That's my little secret. But I'll give you a hint. We're marching over the same route that they use in that annual car trial. Oh, yes, lads. We'll keep you occupied most of the time.
Sarge, will there be a mock battle during the week?
Oh, yes, I almost forgot. We're going to conduct a little experiment.
What sort of experiment?
Well, up till now, they've never dropped an atom bomb on humans.
Make for the hills!
Please, lads, please, come back. Oh, steady on, chaps, please. There's one little matter I must point out. This experiment is a national secret and must be kept inside the camp.
Oh, yes, Sergeant.
Now, keep it to yourself, lads, because when that bomb hits the regiment, it'll be all over town. Oh, I'm positive of that. Now, righto, we'll go for a little walk. Now, come on, now, get ready, chaps, now. Quick march. Left to right, to left to right, to left to right, to left to right, left to right, to left. Halt! Oh, I say, chaps, why are you all marching with your feet wide apart like that?
Well, before you said quick march, we were standing at ease.
Oh, silly me, yes, anyway. Oh, well, all aboard, chaps, we end train for our jolly summer camp.
The Cadbury Show brings you Daryl Stewart to sing Diane.
There's a story I've read that I'll tell to you. It is June and they meet the same as most lovers do. Then he is called away and he writes her to say, I'm in heaven when I see you smile for me, my Diane, and though every me when you can. And no matter wherever I roam, smile for me, my darling.
Why is Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate Australia's most popular block chocolate? The answer is that Dairy Milk is everything you expect a good chocolate to be. Dairy Milk is smooth and creamy. Each thick, chunky square is full of deep down flavor. Dairy Milk Chocolate is also good value. The quarter pound block now costs only 2 shillings. Remember, at this lower price, the guaranteed weight and high quality remains the same. There's still that glass and a half of fresh milk in each half pound, plus the nourishment of Cadbury quality chocolate. Buy a 2 shilling quarter pound block tomorrow. In fact, make Dairy Milk your everyday reason for I Want Cadbury's.
Nurse, yoo-hoo!
Myrtle! Oh, we didn't expect to see you in the camp.
Well, it's visitor's day, isn't it? And it's good to see you looking so fat and fit. Oh, hello, Johnny. Are they looking after you all right?
Oh, hello, Mert. Yeah, all right, I suppose, but it's not as good as Uncle Sam's army. You know, I miss the little extras, like the daily ration of medals.
Hey, who's the fella standing in the box at the gate?
Oh, he's the sentry. You gotta have a pass to get past him.
I know, because he made one. He said he'd like to see my pink form.
Look out, Jack. Here comes the C.O.
C.O.? What does the C.O. stand for?
He doesn't stand for anything. He's a real old tyrant. Now, look out. Here he comes. How do you do, sir? Nice day for the visitors, sir. Sir, isn't
yes,
it
sir,
a nice
sir,
day for the visitors?
Sir, sir. Yes, well, it's sir. All very well for you boys having leave for visitors, David. We officers have to keep at it, you know. We have to spend our leave on mopping up operations. Mind you don't kick the bucket over, lady. All this cleaning up.
Excuse me, sir, but are we going to learn how to fight tanks?
What?
Tanks.
You're welcome. Oh, tanks, tanks, yes. Good question. Very good question. Haven't the faintest idea of the answer. Tanks, you did say tanks.
Yeah, you know, those things with the caterpillar tracks.
Oh, you mean like those things we have walking all over our beds? Oh, yes, yes.
No, sir. No, my friend means, are we going to shoot at a tank?
Ooh, I don't know, but I did that once myself. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I shot at a tank, and I hit it too, by jiminy.
What happened?
Oh, the camp's been without water ever since. But, young lady, really, you should see us officers at one of our really big shows. Oh, they're really a spectacle. Last week, there was a real treat at headquarters. Full dress parade. Oh, the top brass was there.
Full dress? Goodness, it must have been colorful.
Well, it wasn't really. I was the only one in tails. Well, really must go now. Got to go and get my bugle and play Come to the Cook.
Shouldn't that be Come to the Cookhouse Door, boys? Come to the Cookhouse Door?
My dear fellow, in this camp, by the time I've played Come to the, all the food's gone. Well, thank you. Got to run along now. Pip, pip, pip. I'm a captain.
Hey, shh. Listen. Is that a machine gun I can hear?
No, it's not a machine gun, but it's a repeater. Listen.
I came to the camp just as soon as I heard about my poor little son, Joe. Joe, my boy, a soldier. Oh, look, look, look at him. He real worried you did when they told me they only gave him one bottle of water a day. I was telling my mum, I says. I hope they make him into a corpulent, I says.
Oh, I didn't know that you're...
Well, I nearly died of shock, you know, when they told me that he was in the infantry corpses.
Corps.
Oh, well, that's exactly what I said. Cora, I said. Oh, no, son of mine should be in the infantry. He should be the same as his father was, I says, and his father before him, I says, and his father before him, I says.
And, tell me, what were they?
Reserved occupation. Oh, well, look what happens when you try to help your boy by pulling a few strings. Well, his father went along and insisted that our boy be made into the CEO. In fact, he got the okay. Look, here's his call-up card. CEO, okay. And you know what they did to him? They made him a cook.
Well, there goes Why Good Men Leave Home, Murphy.
And here comes Soapbox Charlie. He's been going around asking all the soldiers if they were in favor of corporal punishment. But most of them had rather punish the sergeants.
This country, sir, is going to the dogs. Going to the dogs, yes. And why is it going to the dogs? Because there are so many government posts about the place. Any questions? Then I proceed. We'll take the footballers. Now, footballers should get double time for working on Saturdays. But do they? No, they only get half time.
Hear, hear.
I thank you. And furthermore, this country is standing on the edge of a steep precipice. And our politicians should take a step forward.
Hear, hear.
In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say this country is on the doorstep of ruin. So vote for me and I'll put it through. I thank you.
Here to sing in the Cadbury Show is Rhonda Webb and her song, Mean to Me.
Mean to me, why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you like to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year, and you always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? You be mean to me. Gee, honey, it seems to me you like to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you're gone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year, and you always scold me whenever somebody is near. Yeah, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, or can't you see what you mean?
The milk chocolate that stands first and foremost in quality is Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Dairy milk is known and loved all over the world. Dairy milk stands supreme for value, too, especially now when the quarter-pound block costs only 2 shillings. The 2-shilling block of Dairy Milk, Milk Lunch, Candy Nut, Fruit and Nut, Old Jamaica, and Energy Chocolate all contain the same high-quality, guaranteed weight, plus world-famous Cadbury quality chocolate. Make smooth, creamy Dairy Milk Chocolate or any of those other Cadbury favorites your byword for value, your taste-tempting reason for I Want Cadbury.
Oh, Johnny, you look so nice in your uniform. He's cute, Purse, don't you think?
Do you reckon?
Oh, flatterer. Myrtle, do you really think I'm handsome?
You know, you look nice in your uniform, too, Purse.
Well, you don't have to commit yourself, just a casual opinion. Well, maybe I look better profile, huh? How's that?
Percy, you'd look even nicer with a beard.
Hey, Myrtle, I'm talking to you.
Yeah? Oh, sure, Johnny, you're handsome.
Oh, you're only saying that. You don't mean it.
Oh, how did you know? Here, let me try your cap and jacket on, Johnny.
Okay, Myrtle, they should be about your size. It certainly isn't about my size.
There. Now I could be mistaken for a real soldier.
All right, you three. On your feet.
Us?
Yeah, you. Come on. Now you with the long hair and the slender waist. What's your name?
Jack Happy, Sergeant.
I meant the little chap.
Oh, me? Oh, I'm Myrtle.
Myrtle?
No. She means Mervyn. I mean, he means Mervyn McCackensacker.
Oh, and this fella?
Private Purse Brown.
And who, may I ask, gave you the order to form fours?
I'm not forming fours, Sarge. I'm built this way.
All right. Now listen, the lot of you. I got a very important mission. I want three volunteers. You, and you. This mission is most secret.
Oh, well, it's no good picking on me, Sarge. I'm an old blabbermouth.
It's not only secret, it's extremely dangerous.
Then leave me out.
Private Brown, I didn't know you were a coward.
You didn't. I saw life of the camp.
You're detailed for the task, and that's final. When I put my foot down, let's flap.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's got flat feet.
Quiet! Look, this is the situation. Now listen, some light-fingered gent has stolen the CO's uniform.
What's so serious about that?
CO was in it at the time.
Oh.
Now, it's up to you three to track down the culprit before he tries to steal something valuable. All right, don't stand there like shags on rocks. Hop to it on the double. And the same to you.
We didn't say anything, Sarge.
No, but I know what you're thinking.
Myrtle, this mission is very dangerous. This is no job for anyone who's frightened. This is no job for a softie.
Oh, well, you and Percy stay hid like a bat.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. Now, come on. Now, we've all got to find this thief.
I hope we can pick up his scent.
What happens if he isn't wearing any?
Hey, look. Footprints. Let's follow them.
I load through the scrub and into that clearing over there.
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly do. Hey, there's someone in there. Listen.
Oh, you are a wow.
See? We're not making any headway.
No, but Charlie is.
No. Come along. Come on. Now, listen, men. The artillery are shooting at dummies today, so keep your head down, Myrtle.
I learned how to follow trails when I was a Boy Scout.
Well, come on, then.
Well, I get down on my hands and knees. Ugh. Now I put my ear to the ground. Ah, over this way. Come on, through here. There. That's the first thing a Boy Scout learns to track down.
What?
A girl guide. Look, there's only one way to find this joker. We'll have to spread out.
Yeah, I can see you've already done that, Percy.
Aye.
Hey, you know? Yeah, you're right. Now I've got it, I'll tell him more. I'm on the top of page 24. I'm going ahead. You know, I know my way around these parts.
That's the second part.
So, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I really do.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. Now, you go to the right, Purse.
Oh, yeah.
Myrtle, you go to the left, and I'll go back this way.
We're back to the script.
Yeah.
But, Johnny, if you go that way, you'll land back in camp.
Like I said, I know my way around these parts.
Right. We'll split up. But if any shooting starts and you see a suspicious character running away, don't shoot it, because it'll be me. So long.
Oh, he's cute. I'd like to cuddle him. Not all at once. Just work my way around him a bit at a time.
Hey, look, Myrtle. Hmm? A strand of wool.
Oh, yeah. Look, it leads into the scrub.
Well, wind it in. It'll probably lead us to the culprit. Myrtle, do you realize what this means?
Yeah. He knits.
No. It means the crook must have left this thread of wool as a trail so he could find his way out of the scrub. Ha ha! I'll start winding it in, Myrtle.
What, the scrub?
The scrub? No. No, the wool.
Oh, boy, you know, if I capture this prisoner, the sergeant promised me a good time in the canteen tonight.
He said much the same thing to me, too.
Just keep winding the wool, kid. Oh, look out! Look out, I'm being attacked!
Oh, Johnny!
They're too strong for me. They're kicking me in the head. Hey, Myrtle, help me.
Okay, Johnny. Shoo, fly, shoo. Johnny, you big soak. A little fly couldn't hurt you.
They might look little, but they've got big feet.
Johnny, look. Footprints.
Footprints, yeah, but there's only one. Now, who'd make only one footprint?
Hop along, Cassidy.
Listen, kid, just keep winding that wool. Hey, look, there's the guy we're looking for. He's way out in front.
Oh, he's pretty big at the back, too.
Ah, we've got him. Halt!
That strand of wool led us right to him, Johnny.
Yeah, and just look at him. He's shivering in his boots.
Well, no wonder. You've unraveled me singlet.
Between now and next week, when your Cadbury stars will return, call at your chocolate counter for smooth, creamy Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Sample those thick, chunky squares of deep-flavored chocolate. Judge Dairy Milk's smoothness. You'll agree with most people about Dairy Milk Chocolate. In each deep bite, there's mouth-watering, satisfying goodness. Remember, Dairy Milk is made from Cadbury quality chocolate plus a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk in each half pound. Buy the 2 shilling quarter pound Dairy Milk tomorrow. It's everybody's cue for I Want Cadbury. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard Frank Strain, Neva Carr-Glynn, David Nettheim, Kevin Brennan, June Salter, and John Mellion. Songs were by Darryl Stewart and Ron the Webb to the music of Wilbur Kentwell. Script by Hugh Stuckey. Production, No Judd. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying goodnight to you all from the Cadbury Show.